Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. 95 calories and 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. The Sounders FC Postmatch Show starts now.
Where to begin? No Seattle soccer team has ever scored more goals at Providence Park in Portland than the Seattle Sounders did tonight. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six goals. Six goals for your Sounders in Portland tonight. An absolutely jaw-dropping performance. You're going to hear highlights from every single one of them here in a few minutes. Pete Fewing and I, and my name is Jackson Feltz, we're here for the next about 45 minutes to break this thing down. I don't even know where to begin, Pete. This was one of the most incredible performances you're ever going to see from a Sounder team, from a Seattle sports team. Honestly, you can really loop it in. Let's kind of go to the view from 35,000 feet to start here, Pete, because you think back to some of the great Mariner wins of all time, and I know the Mariners don't have a rival like the Sounders have the Timbers. You think about the great Seahawk wins that have come in the regular season over the years. You think about the Storm and the Sonics. I mean, we're talking about a record number of goals scored in your biggest rival's house. Pete, the view from 35,000 feet, how legendary was what we just watched?
Well, it certainly adds to the history of this rivalry, no question. At halftime, we said it just felt like a playoff game, and the energy was great. You know, when Seattle went up 2-0, my thought was if they can get out of the half 2-0, they're going to be in a good place. But no, Portland comes back and gets the goal. It's unfortunate O'Neill goes to block it. It just goes right over Stephen Cleveland's head. He may have had a chance to save it. So now all to play for. And then in the 52nd minute, 7 minutes in, Pachia hits. It does a great job to keep it on frame. He bounces it over Cleveland. And then in the 56th, Rui Diaz smashes it for a goal with a right footer into the upper corner. A great one. And then it just continues on. And so that was a great game. And once it went, you know, for Portland, kudos to Portland going down 2-0 and coming back. More kudos, way more kudos to Seattle for staying on task. You know, we saw the interview with Brian Schmetzer on TV just for a moment. And he was just all smiles, just grinning, you know, and he's done this a lot. He's won a lot of games, more than anybody in the same window. But this one was a lot of fun because this game means so much because of the rivalry.
You know, we heard on the broadcast, you know, six goals for the Sounders tonight and the 6-2 win, and we have a lot to get to here. But we heard during the broadcast that the five goals, and it was 5-2 for a long time.
Yeah.
And we were talking, you and I, here in the booth next to us, about how, well, there was a match in 1985 where you played, FC Seattle, Seattle Storm, I think they mentioned as well, about how six goals were scored. And we're like, okay, so it's not the, you know, that's not, I joked, it's not the biggest bonfire ever built because there was six goals. So we've reached that point. You played in that one. Did Brian play in that one as well?
85, yeah, he was on that. We were on the team together, so I'm assuming so.
So,
yeah.
so for Brian, I mean, you think kind of the connection over the course of all of these decades, and here to be able to connect it back, and now to be able to go into that locker room, Pete.
Oh yeah,
and to be able to what is a head coach? And I'm sure you've had a number of these where they're ridiculously lopsided. What do you do with the guys in the locker room after?
Oh, you just
like
smile a lot and let them enjoy it, right? They've got Dallas at Dallas. They've got to regroup for that one, but this is one of those you got to let the guys enjoy it. You go around, you shake hands. You know, the new guy comes back. It comes in, Benazee,
yeah.
and he gets a goal in his first game. You know, Rui Diaz now has 10 goals in 10 games against Portland. That's fantastic. Freddie Montero, doggone it. You know, he's kind of like, yeah, I would like to come play. Let me come back and look at this now. He's got six goals this season.
Jeez.
It's fantastic. And he scores two. Well, he scores one really terrific goal, and he scores one savvy, smart, in the right place poacher goal, which Freddie's done a lot in his 79 MLS goals. So there was a lot of great things about that game. And then Miranda, you know, we saw him, Madranda, we saw him score against Vancouver on a left-footed ball down the middle,
right,
striking it first time, pure, and it found its way through. This one was just an absolute cracker and really kind of the last nail in the coffin, because he hit it so well off the corner kick. And you knew he, you know, because he's done it twice, it's not luck. He just smashed that ball in the back of the net. And I think, you know, we talked at halftime, we've got to silence this crowd,
right,
of the Portland Timbers. That pretty much quieted him down. So so that was a great win. And again, seeing Brian smiling like he was and kind of laughing, you know, that when they beat LA in the Western Conference Final, and the line you love so much, you know, better than Bob, I think he had a bit of a feeling of a better than, you know.
Giovanni Savarese.
Yeah, Savarese. So, and he likes Giovanni. I know they're buddies. But in that, you know, you saw the handshake after. And Brian's class, right? He doesn't say anything. It's just, it's a quick flyby. Giovanni doesn't want to talk about it too much, but that's a great thumping, right? I text three Portland Timbers friends.
Please tell us the
story.
Yeah,
I just
please.
Went, ha, 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 go Sounders, right? Take that, right? But that's fine. I mean, Seattle has the upper hand tonight, and I might be eating my words at some point, but
well,
to,
not
you, to my pals, take that. Yeah.
Tonight you get to enjoy it. Man, yeah. this was a fun one. Pete, it's time for our Emerald Queen Casino Play of the Match. I don't really
one
know.
Of six.
I don't know. Do you want to go with the Freddie Montero goal from distance that made it 2-0? Do you want to go with the Rui Diaz free kick from just outside the box that looked like a missile going into the goal? Do you want to go the Jimmy Madronda hit from coming off the corner kick? Joao Paulo's eighth assist of the year, by the way, that's second in MLS. That was sensational. Do you want to go Nico Benese? Because what great to see a debut from a Sounder. I don't want to go any of them. Craig, let's hit them all.
Nice ball in behind this time, the header on target, and that is a big save. What a chance that was for Rui Diaz. Super ball in behind from Kellen Rowe, and the Sounders still coming forward. Rolled on, and another save, and the rebound is smashed home. The Sounders have the opening goal.
João Paulo, a little bit of space for him to drive into. He's got options either side. And
that hit right at the top corner, out of absolutely nothing. The Sounders have a second goal, and I said Freddie Montero likes to play against Portland. What a day he is having.
Raul Rui Diaz from the edge of the penalty area into the top corner.
What an absolute stunner from Raul Rui Diaz. Absolutely no chance for the goalkeeper. And what a response from the Sounders yet again. They've retaken the lead on a stunning free kick goal.
And João Paulo over this. Nico Ladeira with the hit, the goalkeeper with the save.
And it's the quick action of Raul Rui Diaz. It's a goalkeeping blunder, Rui Diaz. That's a goal scorer's instinct. And the Sounders once again have a two-goal cushion. And it's that man, the MLS top scorer, Raul Rui Diaz.
And he delivers in, all the way out. Madranda!
Oh, my word! Well, if you thought Rui Diaz hit his strike well, wait till you see Jimmy Madranda's goal. Unbelievable!
Might be a chance to break here for the Sounders. Hold on, they've got to run down the middle. Benazé in the clear. Is he onside? The flag stays down.
Sounders have a sixth. Unbelievable night for Seattle Sounders against their biggest rivals. And they've sent a message to the rest of MLS. The Sounders are back.
Wow. Well done, Craig, back in the studio. Well done on that awesome montage. Six goals, the plays of the match, presented by the Emerald Queen Casino, the official casino partner of Sounders FC. I mean, Pete, we hear all those back. I mean, I'm just laughing because some of those, in a regular season, if we could look at Montero's goal, we could look at Raul Rui Diaz on the free kick from outside the box, we could look at Jimmy Madronda, all three of them would be up for goal of the year in their own season. They all came in the same game.
Yeah, it's impressive. I'm a little concerned for Keith and his voice and his sore throat, I would imagine, that he has now. But, yeah, they were terrific goals. And, you know, Benazé, a lot of guys want to come to the Seattle Sounders. He has 31 games under his belt in the MLS, comes from Colorado here, and gets a goal in his first game. And, you know, nothing bonds players better than a big win or a goal. You know, so now he's in. He's in the family. He's in the team. Yeah, they were terrific goals. And Freddie Montero, the left footer, man, we've seen him do that a lot throughout his career. He scored so many goals in his first visit with Seattle in 2009 for those 4 years he was here. He scored some tremendous goals, and that was just clinical. He knew where he was on the edge of the box. You see the arc of the at the edge of the 18. He knows to cut it back. He gives a good angle. Keeper gets a hand to it, but Freddie goes in, and then Madrona, like we said earlier, I mean, that was intentional. Rui Diaz locked in on that free kick. Here's the deal. When you're a goalkeeper and at the edge of the box and you got Raul Rui Diaz and Nico Ladero, a lefty and a righty, you're really frozen. You can't leave until the ball is kicked, and that is a big disadvantage. And Rui Diaz thumped, he crushed it around the wall. So, yeah, what a happy night for the Seattle Sounders. And you know, it's great that this is the kind of thing that puts everybody back on notice. I remember Christian Roldan saying, you know, a lot of people started to doubt the Seattle Sounders. We never doubted the Seattle Sounders. So you go back to Tuesday with their win with Tigres, and you go to this one. Hey, that's 9 goals. That's nine pretty darn good. That's a 4.5 for you, those of you at home, without a calculator. I mean, that's a pretty darn good week, right? And now on to Dallas. It'll be hot. It's another one that they've got to get ready for. But right now, we always talk about the locker room. That's a really happy locker room. And they were able to get some guys on the field and off the field to get them ready for Wednesday. So, yeah, that was terrific. And the goal, that the last one, you know, you want to be able to read your players and know what they can do. Well, yeah, Benazee makes a really good little run, gets a ball, takes a touch. It's very easy to miss those shots. So welcome to the Seattle Sounders, and now he's in the family. It's wonderful.
I'm also very glad that VAR didn't take a look at that. He might have been offside. He might have been offside. But you know what? It doesn't matter. That was like the last meaningful kick of the game, and the Sounders got it. It was on the board. 6 goals. They triple up the Portland Timbers. Triple up the Portland Timbers at 6-2. The final, Pete.
You got to also give Stephen Cleveland a lot of credit for the 7.
You know what? Let's take a break. Let's talk about Stephen Cleveland. We got a break here. But we spent so much time in the first segment talking about Stephen Cleveland. We need to talk about his performance, because as awesome as 6 goals is, we need to give some admiration to the man that really put an outstanding clinic in goal in the first half of this game. The Sounders win 6-2 down in Portland. That's the voice of Pete Fewing. My name is Jackson Feltz. We're here for the next half hour to continue talking about what is one of the most legendary victories in Seattle sports history. More next on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Oh, yeah, we can crank up taking care of business, because this was, oh, yeah, breathe it in. Breathe it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Even Bachman Turner Overdrive's happy with tonight's performance. I can feel it.
Oh, man, what a result. What a result for your Seattle Sounders. 6 goals in Providence Park in Portland. Just for a moment, if whether you're driving around Seattle, whether you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you know, wherever you are right now as a Sounder fan, just close your eyes and imagine you're in the back seat of a car where there's 2 Portland Timbers fans in the front seat and riding shotgun. And just for a moment, imagine the conversation and imagine the disappointment between those 2 people riding in that car. I hope that brings a smile to your face, because tonight's a night that not only will every Seattle Sounder fan remember, you know, most goals that a Seattle soccer team has ever scored down in Portland, but we're talking about feelings of a Portland Timbers fan that they will also never, ever, ever forget. Because, you know, we always talk about how you remember the great things in your life, but you also remember those things that you wish you could take back a lot more. Portland Timber fans, yeah, they're going to remember this one for a very, very long time, and that brings us a lot of joy. Jackson Feltz and Pete Fewing here for the postgame show, where your Seattle Sounders have won 6-2. I will mention here, and we will get to coming up what's going on for your Sounders coming up, but that's going to be a match against Dallas on Wednesday. This Wednesday, August 18th, your Seattle Sounders are right back in action when they head to Texas to take on FC Dallas. You can watch the 5:30 p.m. contest on Q13 Fox. You can stream it on Prime Video. You can listen in Spanish language on LRAY 1360 AM. I encourage you to listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM. Our pre-match show will begin at 5 p.m. Wednesday's broadcast is presented by WaFed Bank. Get the new Sounders Rewards credit card from WaFed Bank to score exclusive fan experiences, team swag, and more. So that's going to be coming up on Wednesday, Dallas game. But Pete, we're not done talking about this game here against the Portland Timbers, 6-2 the final. And when we went to break, we wanted to talk about Stephen Cleveland because we talked a little bit about him at halftime, but I think he deserves more time because this is a guy who, when the Sounders went to Portland on May 9th, Stephen Fry was still in goal. He had not yet, unfortunately, suffered that injury. He suffered in San Jose a few days later. So Stephen Cleveland at that point takes on, and this was his first game down at Providence Park. And we talked extensively in the pre-match show, Pete, about, you know, everything that he's going to be going through as a new keeper in Portland with Timbers Army at your back. Six saves in the first half, Pete. He did an outstanding job that really kept the Sounders in this game there in the first 45.
Well, soccer games flow, ebb and flow, back and forth. Seattle gets the goal in the 13th minute. And then Steph had to come up with in the 15th, in the 20th, in the 27th, again in the 27th, in the 28th. And actually three in the 27th, and then in the 46th, right before halftime, to keep it at 2-1. He's done a great job, you know, from the first time he came into the Seattle starting lineup 13 games ago. Everybody was quite impressed. He continued that streak of no goals in the run of play. He's been up to the measure, and a lot of times goalies will come in, they'll do well for five or six or seven games. He's been fantastic. Seattle... The front office has to be thrilled. Another great pickup that has come in and done the job. You know, the next man up theory. Stephen Cleveland has to be really, really excited. Did he have a lot of work in the second half? A little bit, but as the game wore on and the goals started to mount, once Seattle got to four, his job was kind of done for the night. But he should be very, very pleased. And, you know, for the three that sit in front of him, O'Neill, Andrade, and Arriaga, they too, everybody's getting more confidence.
Right
now you're getting Nico Ladero back. There was a tweet of Jordan Morris running at full speed and commenting after that felt good, right? I think Seattle's going back. And again, I go back to Christian Roldan maybe 4 years ago saying, hey, everyone doubted Seattle. We never doubted Seattle. This was one of those games that kind of sends a message across the league. And for young Stephen Cleveland, I love this about this team, too, because we've had Stephen Fry in the booth right next to us cheering on the guy who's doing the job for him. When Stephen Fry is ready, he'll come back in, and Cleveland will back him as Fry's backed him. So great night for the goalie union. Tommy Dutcher, the goalkeeper coach, has to be really pleased because the two goals, honestly, the first one, shot taken, deflects off O'Neill, and honestly, Cleveland may, from the view from behind the goal,
yeah,
looked like he kind of had it covered. On the second one, it's a great goal. You smash it back into the carpet, and then it comes up and over. Couldn't really do much about that. But yeah, he had a terrific game tonight, and that's giving up two goals. You know, people might see that and say, well, the goalie wasn't great. No, he was fantastic, especially
in
the first half.
I think you're absolutely right there. And neither of those goals, you can say they're on Cleveland. The first one absolutely takes the deflection. The second one, he makes the save on the ball, the first ball in. That's a save right
there. He's there. He was in the right spot.
What is he supposed to do on that next one? So, absolutely. You mentioned, you know, the injury situation and guys coming back. I mean, Jordan Morris, listen, there is a low percentage chance. But it's sort of like Lloyd Christmas. So you're telling me there's a chance? Yes, there's a small chance that Jordan Morris gets back, and we'll see. He was running. I looked like, I don't know if it was 100, but it was a pretty darn good speed. So that's the situation with Jordan. Really quick, Pete. Nuhu, we should see him on the bench in Dallas this Wednesday, according to Brian Schmetzer. He said that last Tuesday with Softy and Dick on KJR. So we'll see if that continues, and we'll see if we can get Nuhu back. But that's one of your three center backs, and he was elite defending there in that back three to start the year. And then, as you said, Stephen Fry, who, per Fry and per Schmetzer, you're aiming for late this month and 2 weeks away from the big match against Portland, that doubleheader against OL Reign, Portland Thorns, Sounders, Timbers right here at Lumen Field. I mean, you're getting these guys back. I mean, you're not going to get Jordy DeLem back. He has the ACL tear as well. But, Pete, this team is healthy. They've just put on a performance that is going to send shockwaves throughout the league. Everything is starting to roll right now.
It's starting to roll in the right direction. You are correct. You not only get talent with Fry coming back and Nuhu coming back, but you also get a refreshed couple of players who are excited to get back on the field, who've been away 13 games-ish for Fry for sure. Nuhu pretty similar. And then here's the interesting thing on Jordan Morris. And this is a hitch, a leap, a bit of a guess, right? He's done both ACLs. So he knows what they feel like in recovery. He knows what he went through with the first one, and now he's going through the second one. Bobby McAllister played for us, did both of them, came back from the second one. He knew what he had to do to get healthy and was very diligent, as is Jordan. But I think sometimes the mental part, the mental curve gets taken. You can take a little bit of time off it. It does help when your dad's a doctor, right? And the team doc. But I think, you know, Jordan's comments and watching him run, there was no hesitation, and you could feel that he didn't have as much doubt. And I think it's because he's been through it once before. So he certainly wants to get back.
Yeah.
And I believe, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, he went to the team and said, don't put me on the injury reserve for the whole season. I'm going to come back. So his mindset is such, he wants to come back. And boy, oh boy, if you get him back, with what we've got on the left-hand side between Brad, Madronda, you know, Seattle could really be in a
good luck.
Good luck, Major League
Soccer. No, it's a great point about the mental state of Jordan Morris right now, and it's in a very, very good spot as he continues to work back from this. Before we take a break, really quickly, I'll let you know that in goals against the Portland Timbers, going into today, Roger Levesque leaded that with 10 goals against the Timbers. Because Rui Diaz scored twice, Rui Diaz now has equalized Levesque at 10. Right behind both Rui Diaz and Levesque at 10 is Clint Dempsey at 9. And then right there with Clint Dempsey, Freddy Montero got 2 goals today, and now Freddy Montero has 9. So again, your 4 leading goal scorers against the Timbers, Rui Diaz and Levesque both have 10. Dempsey and Montero both have 9. I think we now turn this into a game. We have the game coming up in a couple weeks right here at Lumen against the Timbers. All right, Freddy. All right, Raul. Let's see who can get 11 first. Let's make it some fun. For the Sounders tonight, once again, it's a 6-2 win down at Providence Park in Portland. That is a club record for goals. It's a record overall, I was just reading, for any team to ever score at Providence Park in Portland. It's the most goals that team has ever given up, so that's wonderful. As you're smiling tonight, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about, well, something that is going to turn your smile a little bit, but hopefully you can reflect and continue that, because Jimmy Traore, he's headed to Europe. He's going to stay with the team, assistant coach, by the way, in case you don't know, assistant coach Jimmy Traore, a former defender on this team, a famous player with Liverpool, obviously won a Champions League, and he is going to be headed back to Europe for another job. You have Gonzalo Pineda. He is an assistant coach as well, was an assistant coach. He has taken the head coaching job with Atlanta. So two assistant coaches departing for the Sounders. One has departed, one will depart very soon. We're going to talk about the impact of that and the impact of those two gentlemen on this club over the last decade. As we continue to celebrate the 6-2 win, we'll reflect on that. A lot coming up on the postgame show on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Seattle Sounders with a record-setting 6 goals in Portland tonight, a 6-2 victory that, as we said earlier, is going to send shockwaves throughout Major League Soccer, as everybody around the country will be looking at this result and saying, oh my goodness, Seattle can put up 6. Well, yes, we can. We talked about it in the pregame show, Pete. Portland had given up a Western Conference high, 29 goals in the year. I said over and over and over, defense is their problem. Defense was a quite large problem tonight. The Portland Timbers, in any league going back to 75, have never, ever given up more than 6 goals in their house. Or had never given up more than 5 goals. This is the first time, apparently, that Timbers team has given up 6 goals, apparently. And this is just coming from one of the Portland Timbers reporters. So I'm not sure. We talked about an 85 game. I still believe you more than that guy. But regardless, no team has ever scored more than 6 goals. So this is absolutely record equalizing if that is the case. Let's step away from this game, though. because two big pieces of news happened this week. And that is the departure of Gonzo Pineda, the new head coach of Atlanta United, assistant coach Gonzalo Pineda, who has been with the Sounders as a player and a coach for the better part of a decade. Jimmy Traore, same case. Better part of a decade, he's been a player and then became an assistant coach working with Brian Schmetzer. And for those two guys, you have Gonzalo Pineda, who has left and is now the head coach of Atlanta United. Jimmy is going to be with the team on a road trip, on this road trip, through Columbus on next Saturday, and then he will be heading to a new opportunity in Europe. So, Pete, two different questions. Let's start with reflecting on two epic careers. As players and as coaches, what can we say about the jobs that they have done and the influence that they have had on this club over the last decade?
Well, first, a big congratulations to both Jimmy and Gonzo, and I think that the club feels that way as well. Texting with Brian throughout the week, and I just said, hey, I'm sad to see those two guys go, and his response was, they're excellent people and excellent coaches. And so, you know, Jimmy Traore, 7 years with Liverpool, as you mentioned, he's got a Champions League medal. Gonzo Pineda, 54 caps for Mexico. You know, when you're constructing an MLS roster for your coaching staff, to say you're going to have a guy like Jimmy with 7 years in the EPL, right, that Champions League medal, 54 caps with Gonzo, Preki, three-time MVP of this league, Tommy Dutra. Brian says it a lot. We got the best, and he doesn't include himself on this list. We got the best staff in MLS. Yeah. And I will say that most MLS teams would have to agree. The ones that have some knowledge have to agree. Sweep that aside. They're really good men. I've sat in meetings with them, and they are very humble, gracious, and they want to give back to the game. And their class. I remember being on a ferry boat with Jimmy Traore coming back from a funeral, a sad situation of Scotty Tranilla's wife. And Scotty was the equipment manager. Most of the team went over. And on the way back, everybody's kind of sitting around. And some of the younger players wanted to have a couple beers on the ferry. And Jimmy said, he just kind of looked at him and said, yeah, you can enjoy those, but tomorrow will you be able to perform? And Jimmy was not having a beer, right? And it kind of stopped the running to go get more beers, right? And it was a day off, and it was one of those things. But and Gonzo Pineda the same way. Gonzo Pineda scored a great goal on a penalty kick where he chips it down the middle, Panenka, right, against Argentina. We had a young player who played for us with the Seattle U who went to train with the Sounders, Miguel Gonzalez. And Miguel was so excited to be around Gonzo Pineda, and he was asking him the question, and Brian relayed the story and just how excited our guy Miguel was and how gracious Gonzo Pineda was. Both those guys have come in and really given the young players a lot of confidence and a lot of instruction, and really they should be very, Jimmy has given Nuhu so much, right, you know, tutelage, right? And then the veteran players, the Nico Laderos, the Raul Rui Diaz, they look at Gonzo Pineda and Jimmy, and they say, and Preki, and they say, hey, I can learn from these guys. So number one, they had great careers. Number one, they are great guys, class acts, very generous, kind, and humble. Number two, what they did for this team was phenomenal. There's a reason that the team's been to four MLS Cups in the last five. I give Brian a lot of credit to manage that kind of staff, but that's not a tough group to manage because they know how to put the team first. So, you know, Gonzo Pineda, it was simply a matter of time. DC United, I think, offered him the job, and they couldn't come to an agreement because Gonzo expected certain things maybe that DC didn't have for him. So that's a possibility. Jimmy, I mean, these guys are young. I don't think Gonzo's 40 yet. Jimmy's probably 35. So,
yeah. And an amazing situation for Gonzalo Pineda in Atlanta, where, that is a huge, huge club. And Brian was speaking at a press conference this week where they sat down, and Brian, and the staff told Gonzo, yeah, if they offer you the job, you have to take it.
Sure.
And you always want a boss like that who sits down and says, yes. It says, if you have a great, amazing job at your hands, go do it. So, all power to him to do an outstanding job in Atlanta. You know, and then looking at what's happening right now with the team. I mean, we know the influence of Jimmy Traore. He was such an important coach on this team. But then Gonzalo Pineda. I mean, 2019, the Western Conference Final down at LAFC, big, big part of that game plan, installing it, thinking up how to stop Carlos Vela and that monster attack that LAFC had. I mean, he is one of the, when we talk about kind of the, you hand out blame pie for when things go wrong, and then you hand out, you know, the good pie when things go right, you know, how many slices does who get? Gonzalo Pineda gets about half the pie, or that's maybe an exaggeration. He gets a nice, large size piece of that pie for the credit of what happened there against LAFC in that West Final in 19. So for this team right now, Pete, really quickly, we've got just about 1 minute here. How does these departures change this team right now?
Well, first you score 6 goals against Portland at Portland.
Check.
So I think that, you know, the joy that's created by this, you know, and it has been a next man up mentality. And so they leave on such a great note. The players that played for both will remain close to them in some capacity. If just in passing, they'll still have that relationship. So you move forward because they've given so much. You want to carry on their success. And I think that the way they are leaving the club is on such a good note. The players don't want to let them down,
right,
even in their departure, even when they play against Atlanta. And tonight goes a long ways toward that because you feel so good about it. But they will be missed between Brian, Tommy, Preki, and I'm sure they're going to bring in another one or two that are going to help. But the bar is set of what the coaching standard looks like for the Seattle Sounders, and they won't drop that bar at all.
And you would think that Gonzalo Pineda might send a text to Brian tonight saying, or even tomorrow morning saying, nicely done. Great job beating Portland.
By the way, they won't drop that bar if they can. But that bar is super high with Jimmy Traore and Gonzo Pineda.
It absolutely is. The best staff in MLS, and Atlanta's getting a good one, and wherever Jimmy goes in Europe, yeah, they're getting a darn good one as well. Two outstanding assistant coaches. We are sad to see them go, but what careers that they have had here in the Emerald City. Thank you to everything that Pineda and Traore has given this club over the years. Well, we'll take a break. One more quick segment. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday against Dallas Columbus on Saturday. A lot coming up for your Sounders, but it's a 6-2 win tonight down in Portland. A lot more to get to on Sports Radio 950 KJ.
Pretend you're getting ready to move.
Okay.
What are you going to do first?
Go through the whole house, drawer by drawer, room by room.
Why?
To decide what to take with me and what to leave behind.
Why would you leave something behind?
Because I don't need it, I don't want it, and I don't use it anymore.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
The best way to unburden yourself and your home
is to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Welcome back to the Sounders FC post-match show. A 6-2 win tonight for your Seattle Sounders down in Portland. Yes, that's a record. Sounders have never scored more than 6 goals down there in the Rose City. And it was 6-2 the final. They triple them up. Well, now for the Sounders, it's a match coming up on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, August 18th, in Frisco, Texas, against FC Dallas. That's a 5:30 kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame right here on KJR. They also play, by the way, on Saturday in Columbus, Ohio, so the Sounders will stay on the road. They fly out on Tuesday, they'll stay on the road, and then go to Columbus for a 2:30 match on Saturday. Our pre-match show will begin at 2 o'clock this coming weekend, or next weekend, I should say. And then after that, I should mention, 2 weeks from today, Sounders FC and OL Reign take on their Portland rivals in a first-of-its-kind doubleheader match day at Lumen Field. Don't miss out on all the activities surrounding this event, including the 3 live music stages on site, and you can get your tickets today by visiting soundersfc.com/PNW-experience. Once again, that's soundersfc.com/PNW-experience. So, Pete, you got a game today, Sunday, and then you got 2 more games here in the next few days. You got Wednesday and you got Saturday. What kind of rotation are you expecting in Dallas? Could we see a team sort of that went to Austin and pulled out that victory down there a few weeks ago? What are you expecting?
Well, that's certainly something to rely on. You also have a Western Conference game with Dallas, but they're in 10th place.
Right.
Then you've also got an Eastern Conference game with Columbus. That is 2 Eastern Conference games all season that Seattle will face. You look at what they had on the roster on the 18th. Sissoko could come in at the back. Madronda could start for Brad Smith. Leyva and Tencio, you know, they've got enough minutes that they could do it. They did it against Austin as well. Even Reed Baker-Whiting, you know, could see some minutes. Benazé, right?
Yeah.
Gets on the field, it might be his chance.
Good
Ladero,
call.
45 minutes tonight. Bruin, no minutes tonight. I would imagine Will has a good chance of starting the next one. So I think that they can not cobble together a lineup. I think they can put a lineup that could go win. Don't forget the Dallas game. You know, it was 1-1 here. Dallas scores late. That was a tough one, but that was at a time where Seattle was going through a bit of a tough spell, which has been somewhat removed between Tuesday's 3-0 win and today's 6-2 win. So I think they'll rely on their talent because what they did in Austin on that smash from Rui Diaz from 40 yards out,
Beautiful.
It was a phenomenal goal. It could be goal of the year for the whole league, in my opinion. But I think they'll have confidence going and playing in the heat of Texas. Now at Dallas, they were at Austin, right? So so it'll be one or the other. They will they'll decide which game they want to use a lineup that isn't similar to tonight to rest. I could see that being Wednesday so that they could get the rest to be ready for the Columbus game. Because you got to give the players a chance to recover.
Right. So it's interesting. So yeah. Okay, well, it'll be an interesting part of the chess match here for Brian Schmetzer and what he decides to do. But it's going to be Dallas on Wednesday, 5 o'clock pregame here on KJR, and then Saturday in Columbus, 2 o'clock pregame here on KJR. Should be a fun week ahead. Lots of Sounders action. We'll also have Sounders Weekly on Tuesday at 7 p.m. here on KJR. So make sure you listen to that. Should be a fun show to reminisce over this victory today. So a lot coming up for this club. But again tonight, it's a 6-2 win. And as we send you away. Craig, back in our studio, Craig did an outstanding job building this montage. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Six goals for your Seattle Sounders. As we say goodnight, we will talk to you on Tuesday for Sounders Weekly, Wednesday for Dallas, Saturday for Columbus. A lot ahead. But before we get there, everybody, one more time, Craig, if you have it ready to go, please, let's queue up and let's celebrate one more time the six goals scored tonight for your Sounders. Thanks for listening. Have a good evening, everybody. Well, unfortunately, we don't have that. I thought, you know, that was my bad. I probably should have checked with Craig. That's my bad. But thank you, everybody, again. We'll send you off to break, everybody. Fox Sports Radio is coming next. Appreciate the evening.
You've been listening to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR. Tune in this Wednesday, August 18th, when your Seattle Sounders take on FC Dallas at 5:30 p.m.
Pretend you're getting ready to move.
Okay.
What are you going to do first?
Go through the whole house, drawer by drawer, room by room.
Why?
To decide what to take with me and what to leave behind.
Why would you leave something behind?
Because I don't need it, I don't want it, and I don't use it anymore. Oh, I see what you're doing.
The best way to unburden yourself and your home
is to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.